Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon.
Emily Kringle, dietitian and head of food service, CCMH. A lot of people know you, Emily. You grew up here.
I grew up here, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I've worked at the hospital for 36 years.
Oh, my gosh. Where did they go?
I know.
Yeah. Well, that means to me you know the community, you know a lot of people, but there's new folks in town that we need to keep reminding them that things are happening and people's schedules get so full, they kind of need reminding. So tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night we're piggybacking on Music in the Park, and this is our second attempt at Produce in the Park. I am a member of Cass County Local Food Policy Council, and it was one of our goals to promote more local foods. And like the farmers market, we're just trying to offer another time, maybe for people that don't routinely go to farmers markets, to see locally raised foods.
Mm-hmm. And so they can come enjoy the music, and they can also get some great food to eat there and also to take home.
Exactly. I hope to have 3 to 5 vendors there, and also 2 local restaurants will be serving food. We have the Downtowner serving entrees, and Joy Sweet Shop will be serving gelato, and so that might taste good on a 100-degree night.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to be hot, but it's shady in the park.
Definitely.
And if there's a little breeze, it'll be nice.
It'll be nice.
Yeah. I stopped at the farmer's market last night about 6, and It was unbelievably nice because there was a little breeze. And so, yeah, don't stay in the air conditioning just because it says it's 100 degrees outside. It might feel okay.
One of the things people might want to do is if they come for the music, and last month it was a great time, is to bring a lawn chair and plan to spend some time. You can eat your meal. You can look for produce. I do believe we are going to have some fresh tomatoes there tomorrow night. So if people have been looking for those, we should have those tomorrow night.
I'm going to ask Chris about tomatoes. Did you get some? Chris is a member of the CSA, and that same person is going to bring the tomatoes. Have you eaten some?
I've eaten some, yeah, from the previous week. I didn't eat the ones from last
night.
Okay. Yet,
did you get them last night also?
Yeah. They're really good.
Okay. Really good. That was the word I wanted. And I was sure that was true because the food they get in CSA is really good. So this is a chance for people to meet those growers as well as some additional growers.
Yes. And what we really request is that it is locally raised food. Some places you go, they bring up food from other places, but we're requesting that that be raised in Cass County or surrounding counties.
Okay.
The produce in the park can be extended because if people have local made crafts or artwork, they can bring that also. We do request an application be filled out, and that can be received at the chamber, and the chamber, it's on the web.
On the web, okay.
Yes.
And so people could still do that, like today
for
tomorrow?
They could probably even do it tomorrow. We would we'd really like to not have a surprise of the vendors, but we're not being very particular on too far in advance.
Okay. And I'm sure the application is very simple. It's kind of who and where you're from and maybe kind of what you're bringing, because just like today you're saying, oh, there's going to be tomatoes. You know, people kind of like to know.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm sure there'll be some other things in addition to tomatoes.
Yes, we do. One thing for sure will be plants and flowers. So that's fun too. And it's fun to look at the different varieties of plants.
I'm not planting any new ones now, but you can get some really good buys, and you can just leave them in the container and water them. You know, wait for a little while before you actually put them in the ground, unless you water all the time. It is a very stressful time for people and for plants.
Exactly.
And I know the gardeners are out there watering if they want their vegetables to keep on going. Talk a little more about, Emily, produce in the park, and so you're kind of expanding that beyond that grown locally in gardens to handcrafts.
Yes. I think, the chamber wants this to be a festive venue, and I believe last week there was a caricature person there doing, or last month, a person doing caricatures, and we've just kind of like to gradually make it more of an event, a festival. People come and enjoy the whole evening, and so we've piggybacked on one event and tried to just make it more of a festival.
And I know, Emily, you've talked about some places that you visited where that's certainly true, and I've been to some. Sometimes they're much bigger cities, but I'm also hearing about some smaller towns that are making their actual farmers markets this event kind of thing. And so, you know, that happens several times a year. Kind of share some of your experiences.
Yeah, I know Creston has done a wonderful job of doing that. They took their local farmers market and just made it into an event where the band plays, there's meals served, a lot of different activities going on. So if the school kids are performing in the band, the parents come and they have transportation, you know. So it's mm-hmm. You can start really little or get really big. When I've vacationed throughout the country, I've seen little towns that had big festival markets, mm-hmm. often with music. So here, the music started first, and we're just kind of tagging on. We're not in competition with anybody. We're just trying to give another activity and another opportunity to see and purchase locally raised foods.
Right. So it's another opportunity for those vendors, and it's an opportunity for people who might like to try some locally raised foods. So, like you say, it's because the farmers market in Atlantic is on Saturday morning, Tuesday night, but there are farmers markets in Oneida and so on. But I think this Thursday night one that you're doing really doesn't...
It's not in conflict with Cass County.
Right, right.
One of the things that was fun, a month ago, one of our vendors brought kale chips, and so his son had prepared kale chips and brought those for people to taste so they knew what to do with the kale. And I think that is often an event with farmers markets, that there's cooking demonstrations or examples of things you could make with the food you
mm-hmm,
purchase.
Mm-hmm. I remember one I was at, and it was a little different season, so they had, I'm thinking, like four or five varieties of apples, and they had the little samples so you could, you know, check out, could you really tell if there was a difference in the flavor. And then I think they were having also an apple pie baking contest. So, you know, it can get as big as you want, I guess, but this is a great opportunity to start, and hopefully, as you say, not be in competition, but just encourage everybody to participate.
You know, Atlantic has a lovely city park. I've always said when my parents traveled a lot, and if they would drive by a city park in another town, they would have stopped and said, oh, isn't this a nice place? But we take it for granted when it's in our own town. So mm-hmm. it's a great time to enjoy the city park and the new food.
Well, yes, and there, yeah, again, in the city park, I think there are, you know, a lot of flowers have been planted, and they're being taken care of. And, yeah, if you haven't been to the city park, maybe you'll be surprised.
Yes, it's very nice. And then the new shelter is very, very nice. And that's where some of the food will be served.
So. And restrooms there.
Very nice restrooms.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's handy for the whole family to come, and the kids can kind of run around and have a good time. And, yeah, so so let's kind of review time and place for tomorrow night.
The band is singing at 6 o'clock, and they are called Traveling Light. We are asking the vendors to come about 5:15 to get set up and start selling their wares, and then the music will start about 6.
Okay, and the food, the two restaurants?
That food, I think, will be ready to serve about 5:30.
Okay, so you can get your supper and get settled, get your chairs up, get your blankets laid, whatever, and get ready for your picnic as
right,
you enjoy
right.
the music. So if they have any questions, I guess they probably should try to call you, Emily?
Yeah, they should call me, or the chamber might be a easier person to, or easier place to reach.
Okay. So find out more if you have questions. Otherwise, just show up tomorrow night to enjoy the food and the music and Atlantic City Park. Have a great time. Thank you so much, Emily Gringle, for being
Thanks,
with us
Levon,
today.
Thanks, and have a good day, a nice, cool day.
Yeah, right. Until next time, here's a thought. We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude.